This is a CKTZ news update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The SCCA will be hosting a new event called Hidden Treasures. It is a night market.
Rebecca Thacker is a volunteer board member for the SCCA. She expanded on what to expect at the first Hidden Treasures, as well as the intention for it to be a social event, a free event, and a reoccurring event.
Yeah, a night market coming up, and there'll be a series of them. So it'll be in the evening, there'll be music, it's performance, some nice mellow music, and then hidden treasures, so people can bring good stuff that they're not bringing to the free store, that they can sell at the market. And they'll be, Finella will be doing international cuisine.
Oh, nice. So there will be food and music. If people want to sell at the night market, who should they contact?
Tammy, office@mansonshall.org. And I think we have several vendors booked already. And then it's just something at night, something fun to get people out to the hall at night.
I sat down with Rick Bachner to find out some details about these special items that will be for sale at Hidden Treasures, as he will be selling some items of his own. So can you tell me, Rick, what can we expect from your table?
It's not crafts and it's not cheap shit that people want to offload in their yard sale or something. It's my sense of it is that it's purposeful things that may be old, may be more recent, but have some value and that people want to get rid of but not give away.
Okay.
I'm a woodworker, and for many years I've been collecting old tools. I love hand tools. And I've done everything from log houses and timber framing to cabinets and finished carpentry to floor laying. And I've got tools for each. And it's occurred to me lately that rather than hidden treasures, mine have been buried treasures because my shop is too small to hold all this stuff. So I think it's time to pass it on to some skilled younger hands or people that appreciate some nice stuff. And so I've got planes, I've got chisels, I've got different tools for specific tasks, I've got jigs for things, I've got just things that I collected that I thought I would use and have used, and some things that are just beautiful. And so they're aesthetic, they're old, they're mostly handmade, long time ago. Like, for instance, I have a balance beam scale that's all blacksmithed and made in the late 1800s. And it's just a beautiful thing. It's English, and it'll weigh up to 10 pounds or ounces, whatever you need. It's just smart. A smart kind of thing that I appreciated but don't use. And I'll probably have quite a few chisels there that maybe need handles, but good steel, good blades.
Wow. It sounds like things used to be made to last.
Yeah, and people had more time to do things, or at least they took more time to do things. I'm not sure they had more time, but they used it differently. And the basis for my skills as a woodworker came from hand tools. I walk onto a job with a bunch of power tools. I started by carving and then making little things and then making bigger things and learning how to cut dovetails and do all that kind of stuff by hand that now is, you can look at Lee Valley and buy a machine that does it for you. But I really like the old way and the old sense of craftsmanship. So hopefully some things that have served me can be passed on. And there's also, my mother collected old copper. And when she passed away, I was left with a bunch of copper pots and teapots and things like that. And there's a few of them that don't speak to me like they used to, so it's time to let them go. It's all part of a larger clutter clearing effort on our part. The other thing is I've collected hardwoods for 50 years. And my shop is overrun with little useful pieces of incredible wood. Black walnut, curly maple, eastern curly maple, bird's eye maple, white oak, red oak, ash, elm, birch, the list goes on. And some of these scraps that I've always kept in case I needed to make a handle or make a something, they're just choking me. So I'm going to have little sorted boxes of hardwood scraps for people that are making knife handles or carving things or can use pieces up to 2 feet long.
Perfect. It sounds like aspiring wood carvers would do well to come and connect with you.
I think so. And each piece has a story, of course. So I'll have some pieces of that in sorted boxes for sale of different woods and lengths.
Beautiful. I also heard that there will be Indian food for sale at this event, that the event itself is free, but that there's also surprise musical guests. Do you know anything about that?
I've heard they want to have music, and I'm going to be at my table, so it won't be me this time, but there are lots of great musicians on Cortez. And if you haven't heard about this and you'd like to play at this, you should get in touch with the SCCA and sign up for one of these evenings. I think they'll be really fun. Food, music, and good stuff always makes for a good time. And in the evening, too, so it's a social event.
So it's February 18th, Saturday night. It starts at 5 p.m., 5 to 9, and they're saying that this is the first of many.
I hope so. I've got, till my shop is cleared out, I'll be there.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.